All right. Thank you for coming here. I appreciate you taking time out of your day. After long discussions with the state of Iowa, we believe we have reached an understanding. I want to repeat, an understanding that will save at least 479 AFSCME bargaining unit positions from elimination. The only reason AFSCME Iowa Council 61 engaged in these discussions was to save bargaining unit jobs. That is the only reason we were at the table. And we feel we have done our best to achieve that goal. In this uncertain economy, these measures were necessary at this time. And we do not expect to engage in any further talks with the state of Iowa about issues such as these. AFSCME Iowa Council 61 will continue to look for long-term solutions that will put Iowa's budget back on the right track. As I have repeatedly said, since the beginning of this economic downturn and the governor's announcement of a 10% across-the-board cut, this is not a spending issue. This is a revenue issue. And that is the bottom line. This is a revenue issue. I want to be clear that this action will not lead to the opening of the AFSCME collective bargaining agreement. What we have is an understanding. And if approved, we will formalize those understandings into a memorandum of understanding or an MOU. These understandings will save bargaining unit jobs. And that is why we worked and met with the governor's office. What AFSCME Iowa Council 61 will be doing between November 19th and November 25th is we'll be letting our membership, our state membership, vote on whether or not to accept the agreed upon understandings, not to open the contract. If the membership rejects these understandings, then according to Governor Culver, layoffs will be ordered. This understanding is not final until the AFSCME state membership has had an opportunity to accept or reject these understandings. In order to vote on this election, you must be a dues-paying member of AFSCME Iowa Council 61. After the vote is complete, AFSCME Iowa Council 61 will issue a statement announcing the outcome. I would like to personally thank the AFSCME Iowa Council 61 negotiating chairs and the negotiating committee for their hard work and for their willingness to let the members have a vote on this extremely important matter. This team has worked very hard with management to find an understanding that would save as many bargaining unit jobs as possible. I'll now answer any questions.
It doesn't mean there won't be layoffs of state workers. It just means you're saving 479 jobs in your covered by your agreement.
This means there will not be layoffs of any AFSCME bargaining unit positions between now and June 30th of 2010. If there are layoffs, they will be done outside of the AFSCME bargaining unit.
What is the significance of the way this is being announced today, that you're calling it an understanding? What's the significance of the fact that you're not opening the contract?
Because we're not opening the contract. That's the significance. We've sat down and came up to common understandings. If we can agree to those understandings, we'll do a memorandum of understanding. We are not opening the contract. We were not obligated to opening the contract, and we are not going to open that contract.
And you say this is a spending issue, or not a spending issue, but a revenue issue.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you're calling for lawmakers to examine tax hikes around user fees, or what are you trying to message?
I have said before, and I'll say it again, I think if we're going to talk about putting everything on the table, we should put everything on the table. If that involves a tax increase, then that involves a tax increase. If that involves letting some tax breaks be eliminated, then we should do that. State employees should not have to step up to the plate again to balance the state budget. We've done it again. It's time that we put everything on the table. I'm not telling the governor or the legislature what to do. I'm asking that we truly put everything on the table.
You say let's put everything on the table. Would that include future pay increases or step increases that are included in the current contract?
I told you, we're done. This is all we're doing. I'm not talking about anything other than what we've agreed to do. I will not bargain. I will not talk about anything that could or could not come up as far as future negotiations. Not doing it. I do that with the governor's office. I don't do it in front of you or the press or in the newspaper or on TV stations. Those sessions are private. They'll stay private from this organization. Am I frustrated? Okay, I'm very frustrated with the fact that 500 people's jobs are on the line. I've said this before. Some of you may have heard it. I remember the day I was hired by the state of Iowa, June 24th, 1984. It's when I thought I got a good job. And it meant the world to me. There are 500 people that are looking at having their world come to an end. Single moms, young kids, young married folks with kids. We're not talking about six-month employees here. Some of the folks on these layoff lists have been state employees for 33 years. That's a career. That's a lifetime. Yeah, I'm frustrated. I'm concerned. Because if our membership doesn't accept this, I can only assume that the governor will order layoffs as he said he would. And that means some of our folks are going out the door. And yeah, I guess that bothers me.
You think this is the summer ticket?
I can't. I don't know. I can only hope. It is now in the hands of the membership of this union, and I've done all I do. I'm just their spokesperson. They have a vote. I don't.
If you had opened contract talks, then all these other things would have been out there, like the step increases and all of that.
Yep.
Comment on the timing of the governor's press release. It's called a press conference. The governor releases this information. Does that bother you at all? Or?
No, if you notice, the release this morning was a joint release from Governor Culver and myself. We knew they were doing theirs. He did his. We're doing ours. I'm not bothered at all by the timing of that. I knew they were doing theirs at 11, and we were doing one at ours at 1. So I'm here.
How many folks are eligible to vote in this?
Any dues-paying member that's a state employee. I could tell you. Right now we're having them join in groves because they want a say in this. So what that final number will be when we start the votes in February, I hope it's as high as possible so everybody has an opportunity to vote. Currently it's around 9,000.
Not February.
Excuse me, not February. I was saying June earlier. November. This vote starts November 19th. We've established 30 locations as of today. We will start the vote on, I believe it's Wednesday. We're going to hold 5 ratification meetings a day from 7 in the morning minimum to 7 in the evening. And we're going to do ratification. We're going to have to do voting meetings on Wednesday. Excuse me. Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
So you have 9,000 members, but you represent 20,000 workers.
That's correct.
And specifically, what jobs would be saved?
all the jobs that have been slated for the elimination, all the jobs in the Department of Corrections, all the jobs in the Department of Revenue, all the jobs in DHS, these are just not the jobs in Department of Corrections. This is all layoff plans that were announced in regard to the 10% across the board cut. No, that's not what he said. Correct. But he said like probation officers, like correctional officers, I believe. This applies to everybody. All plans that were submitted after the 10% across the board cut was announced.
Do you think this is going to be another battle that you're fighting after June 30th?
Another wise old statement from Dan Holman. If I knew what the future we had in for me, I would use it to pick the six numbers for Powerball. I would take my $80 million. I would go buy me a house up on Leech Lake, and I'd spend the rest of my life fishing walleye. Do I believe that the next fiscal year is going to be tough? Yeah. But I believe we have several months, and we have a legislature that's going to come to town, and that we can talk about putting everything on the table in other ways that we can either raise revenue or offer folks an opportunity to do other things. I can't tell you what the future is going to bring. I don't know. But all I can tell you is that we plan to work as hard as we can to get the budget back in order so that we don't have to face this come next June. I can't tell you what's going to happen July 1. It's not looking good. But Iowa is one of about 10 states that they're already saying is on the road to recovery. Small, but it's coming. Department of Corrections, followed by the Department of Human Services, and I think the number three was Department of Revenue, I believe. Anything else?
Are you breaking new ground here?
Am I breaking new ground? No, I think I'm doing what unions are charged to do and trying to save bargaining their members' jobs. If that's breaking new ground, then that's what I'm doing. I view my role in this as trying to figure out how to save bargaining unit jobs, and that's my charge. Under the master agreement, we have the state will match up to $75 a month of what an employee puts into their deferred comp, a cap of 75. If I was a state employee, I put $150 into my deferred comp, the state matches up to 75. The state match of $75 is going to be put on hold to the end of this fiscal year. So an employee can still contribute into their deferred comp. The state will no longer do that $75 match. Anything else? Thank you very much for coming, and have a good day.